Welcome to Must Watch with Wine, a recap podcast covering reality dating shows that you have to watch with a glass of wine in hand. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Alicia.
And we're your hosts. And you guys, we're back.
We took a little bit
of a break. It was mostly on me. I was very pregnant and I just couldn't do anything other than sleep. So
it's partially on me as well because wedding planning. So I got a lot of months of wedding planning in so we could do this.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a little bit of personal stuff going on, but now I am not pregnant. The baby was outside of me. That's exciting. So
had the baby.
And now we can set aside some time to record our podcast. Missed you guys. Hope you missed us too.
Yes. And I felt like no better way for us to get, you know, started and back into this podcasting if it wasn't for the show Back in the Groove. Like, I feel like, right?
We're isn't that the getting back in our podcasting groove?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love. I would do the drums. Great. Good job.
But yeah, so we are recapping the Hulu show Back in the Groove. So it's very interesting. They put these shows out in like a burst. So the whole season was out in a week.
Yeah. Before we even knew we wanted to podcast it, I think the whole thing was out.
Yeah.
hosted by the lovely Taye Diggs. So that's cool.
Yeah. So if you guys are also just finding out about the show and watching behind, then hey, follow along with us.
Yeah, but literally it just came out, I think, what, this past Monday, Sunday, something like that.
Yeah. So we're not behind. They're just extra fast.
So join us on this journey. And I think there's only going to be like 6 or 8 episodes.
Eight episodes total.
Yeah. So even better. We're going to try to tackle them 2 at a time.
Yeah. And then so today we're going to start with episode 1 and 2. So we start off with an extreme amount of visual innuendos using fruit.
Yo, it was a bit much for me. Not gonna lie. Too. Not a prune. Enjoy it. I get it. And let us just like, you know, take a step back and explain the show. The premise of the show is that.
My first note was like sexual innuendos with fruit.
Listen, I wrote it down twice where I was like, what is happening? Why? But so the premise of the show is that it's these single, accomplished, fantastic, beautiful, athletic 40-year-old women who are now trying to get back in their groove in the sense of their dating groove. Mm-hmm. And so the show has casted a bunch of 20-year-old men and a couple 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
count on your hands or your fingers, 30-year-olds. And they're all looking for love, quote unquote, a fun time, maybe marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. When we get to one of our leads, I want to dig into a little bit more of what one should expect from this show.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But that's just the premise. So when we talk about getting back in the groove, you know how Stella got her groove back, you know, they're putting a lot of that energy on it. And as Chelsea said, there's a lot of fruit in new windows. You want to explain some?
Yeah. Like, there was a stroking of a grapefruit. Everyone's like licking grapes sensually. We have like a papaya picture, you know, shaped like a vagina. There was just a lot.
Yeah. Know. All the fruits are like cut in half. So you can clearly see, you know, what that looks like and how it could reflect as if it's something sexual, along with all of the juice biting, the fruit biting with juices trickling down their faces.
Yeah, I felt a little bit attacked.
And my thing is like, it didn't give me like sexy vibes. It was like, why are you having this drip down? I guess maybe if I was in the mood, maybe that would be sexy vibes. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you'd be watching and be like, ah, yes, that grapefruit's really making it happen for me. I mean, I don't know your life, but I'm just,
that's true. It hadn't happened yet, so.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's the vibe. However, I will say that what I like so far about the show is that it's very fun. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Everyone's having a good time. We got some jokes sprinkled in. Like, you know, we always circle back to The Bachelor because that's kind of where our reality TV show dating lives came together.
Absolutely.
The Bachelor takes itself very seriously.
Too seriously. For all the foolishness that they've got going on.
So this was just, it was nice and relaxing to just be able to have fun. And maybe people fall in love, maybe they don't, but we're just all having a good time. So we're in the Dominican Republic at the Groove Hotel, which I feel like that's not an actual hotel, or like the name of the hotel, rather.
Let's see.
Where I say Dominican Republic. Yeah. I just... Yep. No, nothing's coming up for me.
Interesting. But Atlanta has something called The Groove. Okay. So that's something.
So if you want to relive it,
go now swimming. Don't know what in the world it might be. There's a place sure in Illinois.
Which I get them, you know, wanting to change the name to go with the show.
Yeah. That's crazy that they did that. I really thought people could go there. But whatever.
Oh, hold on. I just found something. It says The Groove Hotel is located at a magical resort in the Dominican Republic.
Oh.
Interestingly, it appears that resort appears to be located in Puerto Plata, which is the third largest city there. And it's not believed to be a real hotel. Oh. And they think they just simply renamed an existing report after they found a place to film.
Oh, okay.
Which they will not give us the real name. But I'm sure, you know, in a few weeks, someone will figure out what the actual hotel is. Maybe we'll know by the end of the season.
Oh, also, just something nice to say. Speaking of The Bachelor, so Elan Gale is one of the producers. And, you know, he was one of the producers from The Bachelor.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Elan Gale was back when, like, Bachelor was a little more fun. Didn't take
it. Yeah. Time. And also he did F-Boy Island. So, I mean, he's bringing us all of the juicy dating.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because with the three leads, I was like, this is very similar to F-Boy
That's what
Island.
I thought. I was like, have I seen this type of show before? Yes. Except for not with the 40-year-old women getting to be the leads. And I love it.
Yeah.
And then these, you know, men supposedly half their age fighting for them. Which is, you know, it's always a nice ego boost. And
everyone likes that.
Yeah.
At least for a little bit until they super
and and kind of to your point that the show doesn't take itself too seriously, like they kind of even describe it as the opportunity for people to have either the perfect fling, friendship, or true love. Like, you know, like whatever you find.
Whatever come happens, here. Happens.
Yeah. No pressure.
Here's a bunch of hotties.
Hotties. Have fun.
Because, you know, when Stella got her group back, she wasn't looking for a relationship. Just
right.
Have a good time.
And that's what I did like about the purpose of it. Even though some people have already mentioned marriage, I could tell that no one's sitting there being like, we have to be engaged by the end of this.
Yeah. Or else I could not go home and face my family.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right. So into our bachelorettes, our leads.
Yes.
First, we meet Steph. She's a 41-year-old singer from Miami. She's been single for 7 years. And we learn that she got married to her son's father when she was 19. And she didn't say how long that marriage ended up. I mean, how long it lasted.
She didn't.
She says she's never been into younger guys before, but she's open to dating them now because of what she's been through. And that's when we learned that when she turned 40, she found out that she had breast cancer and she had to get a double mastectomy. And then so after that, she said, you know, she's had a new perspective on life and she's ready to get her groove back. And these young hotties might be the way to do that.
Yeah.
And then we meet Brooke. She's 42 from L.A. and she's a personal trainer and she loves younger men. So this is not Brooke's first time dabbling in these waters.
Mm-hmm. That's what she do.
Yeah. She says they're a good match energy wise, which I found interesting because Brooke comes off as very like mature and demure and like put together. So I was surprised for her to be like, oh yeah, me and young guys, that's the vibe.
Very true.
Which I still don't see it that way, but that's how she sees herself and that's fine.
Well, I'm seeing a little bit, I think maybe it's like one of those opposites attract type things too. Mm-hmm. But also when we get into episodes, you kind of see a little bit more of what she means when she says like matching the energy.
Yeah. And then she says she has high expectations and is ready for a family and a baby, but she has history of picking the wrong guy.
That part. And hold on to that part.
Yeah. Just in this moment, even before we got any further, I was like, Brooke, I don't think that is gonna happen here.
It's not gonna work out for you, babe.
You can find love wherever, so.
Or you can find the wrong guy wherever, and here we are.
That's also true. Also easier to find the wrong guy, the right
so,
one.
So much easier. Oh, so, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have the lovely Miss Sparkle. Was that all you had for Brooke?
Yeah.
And Sparkle's 43. So they kind of introduced them at 41, 42, and 43.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. And, you know, I had to mention Sparkle because she's from the A. So she was a successful entrepreneur, but she recently closed her business of 17 years to be able to get a reset and start focusing on her. And she has a son who is 22 and wants her to get back into the dating field. So she's like, here I am. Let's go for it.
Here I am. We learned that Sparkle and Steph, they both haven't dated younger before, but Brooke is like, oh yes,
that's what she does.
Super into it. And then Tay Diggs walks in. Woo!
Ciao, Tay Diggs. I said, okay now, Tay.
Love that for him getting this money.
All the checks.
And I think he's a good, fun vibe for the show too. He has a good energy for this.
Oh, he's perfect for this. Mm-hmm. In all the roles that you see him play. So I don't know him personally, you know? But
you don't know him like personally?
It seems as if, you know, this is his vibe.
But he welcomes them to the Groove Hotel, where they're going to enjoy hot days and romantic nights. And every experience they have will be bespoke to them specifically, because they have a concierge that's going to set it all up for them.
Yeah, the concierge, Pedro.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we learn that in the next villa over, there are 24 hot young men. Now, they talk about like, oh my gosh, there's so many men. But I just want to say, in The Bachelor, they start with like 30 for one person.
Right. This ain't about a lot, especially for three women.
Nothing. Small potatoes.
Nothing. I do want to run through the men really quickly. I didn't mean to say that rude, weirdly. Run through the men's names and ages so everyone kind of has just like the quick background.
Yeah. Although I don't think they introduce us to all the
They men. Don't. And so that's why I was like, I had to look them up separately.
Oh, you
so
looked
we could
up
at
the
least.
Others.
Yeah, girl. You know,
oh,
I was like,
you
what?
Thorough.
Well, you know, if they say 24 men, let's go ahead and tell the people about 24 men. And then right. They'll see who definitely is left out in the cold. Some of these names you and I will not recognize.
Yeah.
Like, because we've never heard of them.
On the people that they are in the show. So if I'm silent, that's your hint that they don't do very well.
They don't do well. So we've got Akio. He's 29 from Miami. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They also don't really go into everyone's careers or anything in the beginning, just so y'all know. So this is all I got. Billy, 28 from New York City.
Yep. Never heard of him.
Nope. Crew. 30 from Provo, Utah. Uh-huh. You know, Crew. Mm-hmm. Diago, 28 from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Dominic, 29.
I think it might be Diogo.
Diogo?
Yeah, because I remember saying Diago when I saw it, and then like 2 seconds later, someone was like, Diogo.
Wow. Okay, good to know. Because I just only went based off how it was spelled, and I was like, but is it just Diego spelled Diogo? Because I've never heard Diogo. But that's cool.
Me neither. Yeah, because with some podcasts, we were messing up someone's name the whole time.
I know, and I don't want to do that again. So, but see, they didn't even have the guys introduce themselves. So how am I? But anyways, we'll get to it. Thank you. Diogo, 28, Los Angeles. So then what about Dominic? Because it's Dominic. I've never seen that before. But I assume it's still the same.
Say, I don't think we hear from him, so.
Yeah, exactly. He also did not pop up. I cannot picture a face. Enrico, 29, New York City. Mm-hmm. Gary, 30, from Cleveland, Ohio. We know Gary. Giuseppe, 29, from Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Greg, 31, from Los Angeles and Phoenix.
Cool. Okay.
I know. I don't think I know Greg.
Greg is not ringing any bells for me.
I'm trying to think. Hunter, 26, from Tucson.
Sorry. Mm-mm.
Josh Taylor, because there's two Josh T's.
Yeah.
This is like Ashley all over from The Bachelor. So two Josh T's. Josh Taylor, 24, from Cape Town, South Africa, and Miami. So they're just letting people claim anything.
Just whatever feels right. Okay. It's going to come up later, but we can dig into it now. Or read the next Josh. And then
Josh Teasley, 31, from Los Angeles.
Okay. So there's a thing where a lot of times people, you know, we want to live in a post-racial society. But every once in a while, it's just easier to identify people by their race.
Girl, right.
South African Josh is white. The other Josh is black. They're in here making all these jumps and hoops talking about Josh.
Josh who? Which Josh?
Oh, the one with the freckle. No, just say Black Josh or White Josh. Let's make it easy.
But they started being like, South African Josh. And I was like, okay. But before they said that, we didn't know. We didn't know who was from South Africa at the time, or at least I forgot.
Yeah.
So I'm still looking like, who?
Obviously, there are white people in South Africa. But obviously. African, you especially probably think it'd be the black one.
But I just immediately went black. That was just it. And so, I didn't even peep his accent. That's why I was
I want his accent to be a little stronger, personally. Because
then I would have known.
Because I like a South African accent. And I do, like too. I to hear it.
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, Josh was, like, hiding his accent until they did the reveal that he's from South Africa. Like,
okay. Yeah, so we got Black Josh and White Josh. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call him.
We'll see if they last long enough for it to matter.
True.
Lee, 27, from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Lee, child. Oh, you know Lee. Yeah. Leroy, 28, Philadelphia. Huh. Louise, 28, Miami.
But in the episode, he says he's from Columbia.
Child. I didn't know there was two Matts. There's a Matt B from Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, I remember Matt B.
And then there's a Matt F.
Just the name.
28 from Atlanta.
All right.
I think I do remember Atlanta Matt, because of course Atlanta, I'm just going to be looking out, but I don't remember the other Matt.
Maybe we should link to the cast bio page so people can
yes,
check them out. So we'll do that.
We'll do that for you.
Notes.
then we have Mike, 25, Los Angeles. Nope. Quentin, 29, from Atlanta. Okay, so now I'm just missing folks. So I don't know.
I think remember there being a Quentin, because when I heard his name and I was like, when'd you get here?
okay. Remy, 27, from Indianapolis. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Robert, 28, from Cranston, Rhode Island.
If you say so. If you say you're there, I'll believe you.
Steven, 22, from Miami.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tashi, 32, from San Francisco, mm-hmm. and Tate, 25, from San Antonio, Texas.
All right.
Yeah, there we go. That's everyone.
Our crop of 24 men.
Yeah.
You guys got hints of who were some players and who weren't.
mm-hmm. Who made a big deal and who did not.
Yeah. And so here's some notes about the men that they showed on the episode.
Yeah, the only ones that matter, apparently.
Yeah.
not because of us, because of the show.
Yeah, because of us. I would love to give you all a chance, but that's not what the editors felt was important. So Crew, he's 30 and he's a tattoo artist. And then, so there was a part where he talked about how he always loved older women. And he said when he was in school, I don't remember if he said elementary or middle school, but his like student teacher was really hot. So he'd like to get in trouble so he can have detention with her, which I felt like that made me uncomfortable.
It definitely made me uncomfortable. It was like, she was a smoke show and I wanted us to have detention together. But he said, no, girl, I'm sorry. Because he said he's liked older women since birth. And I remember that. So I just can't.
I was like, so you was checking out the 5-year-olds when you came out the womb,
or it was like he one of those like true mama boys, you know, where it's like, mom, I could do no wrong with a woman just like my mama. If I could marry my mama, I would, you know, like, is that what is going on?
Perhaps, but yeah. So that's Crew. And then Luis, who he said on the show is from Colombia, but might also be Miami.
He said he is Colombian. I remember because that's what my notes say. Yeah. But on the little app, the cast bio, it said
he might Miami. Live in Miami now.
He might.
But he said he and his ex-wife met when he was 21 and she was 59.
Now, did they meet or got married then? Because I think they may have met before. To have gotten married.
I think
then.
You said Matt, but Alicia, either.
I know, I'm just saying. But I mean, how it's huge. It's like, what? He's 28 now, you guys, as a reminder.
Yeah. And he said ex-wife. So.
Who was 30 plus years his senior.
Well, I hope that they at least met when he was 21 and not like when he was.
I just wrote Mary. Now, I don't know. Younger. It could have been Matt. It could have been Matt. Because he didn't mention how long they were married either.
He did
but
not.
He. You guys will find he loves telling this story.
Yes.
I'm already over it.
Yeah. But he says that he's the guy who can help any woman get their groove back. So there you go.
Yeah.
Interspersed here, Tay appears to the men and he lets them know that there are three women that they get to meet, and they're like, oh my gosh, three women. Which, how many? I wonder how many they thought there was. Maybe they thought it was just one.
That is interesting. Yeah, probably. They left them in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're very excited to learn there's three women. Then we meet White Josh. He's an investment analyst. And he said that he's the best there is and the best that's ever set foot on the island. And he said, and I'm being 100% serious. So yeah. That's how Josh Taylor feels about himself.
That's, yeah. And he works in finance. So I guess you have to have a big head to work in finance. Not knocking everybody else who works in finance. But Josh is the only one here that I think does finance. And he's the only one with that kind of ego based off of that. Because he hasn't shown us or told us anything else about himself.
Yeah.
Louise, similarly, where he's got a big head, but I guess because he feels really confident that he's dated the oldest woman and married, even.
Yeah.
So.
One note in here that was interspersed is that Brooke said that there's no fighting over these guys, that the guys are fighting over us. And I said that this is a good note, that I like it, so we know it's not going to be all this, like, women and, oh, that's my man, I like him.
Absolutely.
Back off. It's going to be, you know, women supporting each other through this weird and interesting process.
Women supporting other women.
This is a feminist podcast.
Yeah. If you love Real Housewives like myself, that was kind of a shout out to Ramona, even though she's not great. But I do love the phrases that I get to get from her. So support other women. This, Chelsea, was my first note of fruit chew juice shots has got to stop.
Mind you, it's not that far into the episode. We're already at the, it's got to stop.
No more.
Spoiler alert, it does not stop.
It does not.
Okay. Then, so there's this one scene. This is where I talk about how the show is fun. So they have like scenes of the women talking about like, oh my goodness, we can probably find love here. And, you know, this is going to be the most amazing experience. And I'm just really ready for something wonderful and special and I'll cherish it. And then they intercut it with scenes with the guy just like, oh my God, they got snacks and like the most ridiculous stuff. And it's like, it's kind of showing like, no, ladies, you're not about to like.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. This is not your man. You can have a good time. Yeah. This is not your man.
Like hype over peanut butter. Like,
yeah. And I mean, why wouldn't they be? They just got out of their mama's house. Like, you know, and you're on an all expenses paid trip.
And who doesn't love lots of snacks?
I love a snack.
I wish I will be a snack right now.
Although I'm 30, I'll be right up in there. Woohoo! So, I mean, I get it.
Okay. And the next. We meet Steven. He's 22. And that was the one where I looked, I was like, oh, you're like a baby.
A little baby.
Yeah. However, saying that, I also think he's very handsome, which.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Upsetting. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, you know, he's there to date other women. So
yeah. Whatever.
And then he says he thinks being the youngest may play to his advantage. Or be a disadvantage. And I was like, yes, it will either
yes, baby.
Be or the other.
Yes, baby. 50-50 chance.
Yes, there's a chance it just doesn't matter either way. But yeah.
Oh, man. Then we have Leroy shows up, 28. I don't know why I put Playboy.
Because he called himself Roy the Playboy.
Okay. Because yeah. I was like, dang, my notes drifted off. It literally said Playboy and I skipped to the next person because they were going so fast.
And that's enough.
And I don't know what happened.
And then we meet Akio, who is a doctor of occupational therapy.
Yeah, like, remember, yeah. Y'all, he's 29 and a doctor. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
He said there's a high chance that his soulmate is here. He is the only one that I might consider taking seriously.
And he also, though, the only reason why I'm like, ooh, I don't know, is because he's never dated an older woman. But he's also 29. So, like,
yeah,
you're fine. Calm down.
Probably just dated women his age. Like, most people just date in their age range. Like,
and see, I tried to do the opposite. I tried to date older men because I always thought, oh, they got it all together. They're fine. Like, they are the ones who can keep up with me mentally and emotionally, whatever. And then that didn't actually turn out to be true.
And then I didn't know. You can at any age.
Yes. And then it turns out that my fiance is my age. But again, never would have guessed that. So I guess maybe more people do date their age.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
college in proximity or something.
Yeah. That's pretty common. I think I have.
But a 40-year-old at Akio being 29, I don't feel like that's just like so much of as an older woman compared to like little baby 22.
I know, but compared to that 20, she was like, oh my gosh. Bless you. You're precious. And then Lee is 25. Nope.
27.
He's 27. That's what my notes say. Which he didn't know, so how would I know?
Right. That was, I mean, but that's just Lee in general. Quirky.
Yeah. Quirky.
Weird, odd.
That's the perfect word for Lee. Quirky. He said he's most attracted to older women's bodies. And he was like, you know, not like a dad bod, but like a mom bod.
I can't. Like, why? Why? You could just say a grown woman body. Boom.
Yeah.
Sexy. You know?
And like, I would think that none of them have what qualifies as a quote unquote mom bod.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, exactly. Because what is that? You know, I mean, like, sure, we've made it for dads, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not such
a yeah. So Lee is an interesting character.
Yes. Perfect way to put that. I would almost feel like he's a producer plant. Like, he's that interesting and odd.
Yeah. And then Tashi is 32, born in Tibet. And then he said he's always had a crush on older women because they're more self-assured. He said people in their 20s are full of shit.
Oh, I was like, oh, Tashi, you've been dealing with a lot. But he's one of our only 30-year-olds. He's 32. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's somebody else who's like 30.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, but those are all the people that they chose to highlight in the beginning. So.
Yeah.
That's who I paid attention to.
Yeah. And then we get our cocktail hour, our first one.
I just want to say that they all looked so good. All the women.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Ugh,
they do a really good job of picking colors that work for their skin tone.
Right, though? But I mean, they're 40. They've lived life. They know.
That's what I was saying. Pops. I didn't know, like, later when they get dressed up again. And I was like, I think this is the thing of, like, being 40 and figuring out, like, what looks best on your body, what looks best
yes.
on your skin. Because, like, all their looks just look so good for each of them specifically, too.
Right. And like, I've had to.
Because of the same things, but they all look really good.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't even know that there was a discussion, you know, ahead of time of like mm-hmm. what needs to happen and what, who needs to wear what, probably because, you know, wardrobe, but still. But I had to start categorizing them by what they were wearing at first because I couldn't remember their names yet.
Oh, the guys?
So, no, the girls, the women. Because, you, I mean, the episode, it's weird because it's like a 50-minute episode, but it still is jam-packed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you're just moving the whole time and I was not going to pause. And so,
like, it made the show feel like exciting. And
exactly.
Feel like, oh, man, got
it. It's not a drag at all. Like, mm-hmm. you guys got to watch it. But I was like, blue dress, Brooke. Eventually, yeah. I had to go back and write it in. Yellow. Steph and then mm-hmm. pink sparkle, but yeah. they turn it up every time you see them in a different outfit. It's like they are amazing.
Yeah,
fantastic fire.
And then so the women walk in and then Steph, she's like, all right, this is my moment to shine. She's like, are y'all ready to party? I said, she has main character energy.
She really does. And I wasn't sure at first. I was like, is she? Her energy was a lot, and not to say it in a negative way, but I was like, is she trying too hard because she's, like, nervous, or is, like, this is just her energy at all times? And then as the episode goes on, I'm like, okay, no, this is her energy at all times. And I love it. Like, she'd be way fun to just hang out with.
Yeah.
And but then, Brooke seemed like she was a little overstimulated by all of the people.
I mean, it was a lot going on.
It was.
Yeah, like, because they almost – it's not an official line, but it's kind of like a line where they just kind of walk down and meet all the men.
Yeah.
And they're just all like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I said, as their first time meeting them. Yeah.
With the quantity.
Yeah, absolutely. Sparkle was like, it's a blizzard of guys. It's like, oh, you guys.
And then Brooke was like, it's literally raining men. And I want to be like, no, it's
figuratively stop it.
Raining men.
Stop
but
it.
Let it go. Okay.
Crew, we get our first like in. We get our first look of like an interest, right? So Crew immediately is like, Brooke, blue dress. She's you know, doing it for me. And Akio is immediately like, Sparkle, pink dress, doing it for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, look at there, out the gate, out the gate. And then Steph had Leroy really feeling her.
And then Crew, he pulls Brooke to talk. And then he asked her if she knows what zodiac signs are. And he said, she's not that old.
Oh, my God. Okay. And he's not that young. He's 31. True. Or 30. Like, come on.
It's like, yes, I'm sure she has heard of zodiac signs.
Familiar.
Then they go through this whole thing and he attempts to guess her sign. And
but I wanted to say before he did that, though, Brooke was talking to some guy and Luis interrupted that person and then Crew interrupted him. So Brooke had like three guys like in one, like a few seconds, like getting her. And then Crew one out, and Luis is like mad as hell,
feeling away. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because he's supposed to be, you know,
he's the catch. He's the ultimate
groove getter.
Listen, he dated the oldest woman. So can everyone please respect him?
Yeah. But then he correctly guesses that she's a Cancer, and she was just blown away by this. I was very surprised how impressed she was.
Would you be so blown away?
I mean, I would be like, oh, good job. You know, you got it. But she held on to this.
She did. And I wonder, like, does it really matter? Maybe she's very into that to where it matters so much that he could have just kissed.
Because she did say, like, right after, because he said, I think he said his sign after that, he's a Capricorn.
He is.
And she's like, oh, that's, like, a great match. And so I guess she knows.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Off the top of her head.
But how? Somebody fed him that. They had to have. That's how I feel. But who knows? Maybe they're very in tune. Who knows?
Yeah. He can. He knows the stars. The stars align, Alicia.
Excuse me for being so hypocritical.
You can't fight it.
Yeah. Or not hypocritical, just critical. But anyway.
Yeah. So they have a strong vibe going. There's a lot of chemistry there.
They do. And like he mentions, you know, she mentions that, you know, He mentions that he can see that she's been through the ringer and is a strong person.
Which, that makes it sound like I look rough. Like,
yes,
girl, I can like get through some stuff.
Exactly. Exactly how I took it. Like, I don't think she showed up looking defeated, sir, but okay.
But he's in tune. He figured out her sign.
But I feel like he is a walking, like, cliche type of person in the way he speaks. It could be genuine. I could be wrong. Again, I'm just looking at this very critical. But I was just like, what? So you just mentioned strong person. That's a buzzword. And it's like, yeah, I am a strong person. Yeah, I am. I'm great. You know,
yeah, because I'm going to be like, actually, I'm very weak.
Opposite of that.
I'm just a pushover.
Never heard that before, actually. No one would ever consider me that. But he says that he wants to have kids and get married. So he's like, immediately, just so you know, I'm laying everything out there on the line.
Yeah.
But I felt like he had a bad pickup line to get the first kiss.
I don't remember what it was, but I do remember that they kissed.
Yeah, he was just like, I wish I would have wrote it down. But he was just like, something about if they kissed, it would make sense or whatever. Now I'm going to have to go back and look at it. But all I did was write down bad pickup fake line for bad kiss. And the kiss didn't even look good. And they were like, she was like, yay, I loved it. And I was like, I just don't like them, I guess. And that's sad.
That's sad. But
I like her. But
yeah, I realize it's hard to actually know if a kiss is good by looking at it. Because I watch a lot of these shows and I'm like, that looked terrible. And they're like, oh my gosh, that was the most amazing kiss. And I'm like, oh, okay.
You know what it is, though? I forgot. It's more than just the actual physical act, because it's the emotions, you know, attached to it. Because I'm even thinking back to Mario and Gabby kissing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know about that. But I think the emotions and adrenaline and everything is just like, yeah.
Yeah. But you know, she likes it. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Love that.
They're just good. We want them to be happy. And so go, Brooke, go.
But White Josh, he said that Brooke stood out to him and that he's going to be pursuing her and he's going to let the best man win and that he's the best man, if you were unsure of how that's going.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Sparkle is getting introduced to Louise. Ciao. Yeah. Every time I just write this down, here go Louise telling her the story again. Like, that's just his story.
And her response was, she said, he likes them old. He likes them 1 foot in the grave.
And I was like, Sparkle, how dare you, ma'am? You're 43. That is not okay. But yeah, it was also not hilarious. You know,
death age. But, yeah. But that was funny.
But especially at him being 21, that was also like just jarring. It's like, sir. So he wants an 80-year-old at this point. He doesn't want
He's ready to age up.
Yeah.
These women are too young for him.
Really, though. So immature and young.
Yeah. Let's see. And then there was a lot of, in here, we didn't get much of Steph's connections for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that was upsetting.
Like,
I mean,
I feel like she kind of made.
I'm not, like, devastated. But...
I feel like she kind of like made herself one of the guys. So honestly, she was just like chilling with the guys while the girls were going on dates.
Yeah, like, yeah, we do see her. We don't see her many one-on-one scenes. We kind of see her, like, partying at the bar and hanging and, like, in the group and stuff.
Yeah.
But she does take some time. Like, first, her and Leroy are kind of vibing at the bar. Like, true. There's everyone around, but you can kind of see they're kind of eyeing each other.
Yeah.
And then they step to the side and chat for a little bit. And then Diogo. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Diogo.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again.
It's so okay.
Sorry. Diogo. I'm pretty sure that was what it was. And he was, he comes and interrupts her and Leroy in their little chat. Like, their chat wasn't substantive of words, but it had good energy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And it seemed like similar energy in the sense of, like, it matching, which is very important.
Like, they both seem like they enjoy a good time and life at the party. But Leroy did something to the chair, made a big show of it. But I couldn't understand what happened. I was like,
girl, he was like,
at an angle.
He pushed it in at an angle and was like, here, sit on that. That's the chair you got to sit on. Like, just slow.
Just pull the chair out. It's not a big deal. Like, you didn't. Like,
nah, I'm going to make it difficult for you to have to be able to sit down.
Because I was like, maybe I missed something.
No.
I watched this with my dad and sister, and they was like,
oh, good.
My sister was like, did he break the chair? Like, none of us understood.
I love that you're watching it with your dad again.
Yeah. Happy.
We need to have him on the pod, but anyways.
That would be fun. Yeah, normally we watch The Bachelor together, but BIP is on a break, or the franchise is on a break. So I was like, we can pick up our TV nights. We can watch this show together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was fun. So yeah, that's our thing.
Yay.
Shout out to dad. He also is a listener.
Yeah, a supporter. Just love it.
Yeah. Oh, man. But then, did we get most of the conversations? But we have to highlight that finally Brooke and White Josh talk. And they both ran triathlons. But there didn't seem to be much else that they had in common. But then they come back talking about, like, oh, yeah, there was definitely something there. Granted, there could be stuff that we're missing, but I just feel like my girl Brooke is almost being a little too impressed by not enough. I'm like, Brooke, that's great that you're having connections, but I want a little bit more. Because then she's like, I think there are a lot of guys with potential for long-term relationships. And I'm just like, I don't
know. I don't know. They're very concerned because it's so fast. Yeah. I mean, and she's the one who told us she has a history of not picking good guys or right or whatever. But yeah, I think it just goes so fast that we really don't get the, you know, the details of the conversation. But I'm hoping as the episodes go on and the men dwindle out, that we'll get a little more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very worried for her because I feel like she's putting a lot into this and I don't have super high hopes for what she's going to get out of it in reference to, like, what she's looking for.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah. So we'll see. We could be wrong. I hope we're wrong. I don't want Brooke to be sad.
Listen, we're not, you know, the end all be all, whatever.
Yeah. She seems lovely. I hope she is happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe with one of these young men. Who knows?
Hey, at least for the time being, you know, and maybe after. Or at least she put herself out there on the show so the young men know to come knocking.
Yeah. And you never know who's going to slide in your DMs afterwards. That could be what you
could be more successful, even hotter men. You just never know.
Could be that are still young actor friends.
You're right. Anybody.
So then the concierge appears. It's very the way he.
I love Pedro.
And just like, it's checkout time, and they're like, oh, okay, and they just jump up immediately. Like, they don't finish their conversations.
Oh yeah, no, it's cut.
That's when Pedro comes,
it's
time to go.
I love it because it's so different. Also, I mean, okay, multiple things that are different, right? So Taye Diggs is the host, but then, like, he's gone after the initial. So then we have to have somebody else who's, like, kind of the host, who's, like, doing,
he's like,
you know,
a facilitator.
Right. And so I'm thinking about Martin, right, from Joe Millionaire. Martin. And then I'm thinking about, you know, of course, The Bachelor, who, you know, whoever the host is the host. But then at BIP, the bartender is also part of the host. So I was like, what are we doing here? But anyways, Pedro would just be, like, exactly what I like as an older man. So I was like, dang. Pedro, go and give these men a run for their money. I know that he's not young, but
yeah, Especially because the other ones, they haven't gone young before. They just might be like, oh,
Yeah, my items leave with the concierge. He got me everything I wanted.
Yeah. But then, so it's checkout time, which basically means they're about to start kicking people out.
Yep.
And the women all select the men that they want to stay. They don't give us a number of who's staying, but then we later realize that basically three go home. So everyone kicks off one, essentially.
Yeah.
That's how the math works.
And I, the only person I recognized who had to go home is Diogo. So
yeah, Diogo also went home because I guess
he didn't really make a connection. He never made it in the chair. And that's just really what happened.
Leroy's plan worked. Yeah. And then the other two guys were people we never got introduced to.
Yeah, I had like two blank lines. I was like, maybe I can go back and find out who they were. Yeah. And then I didn't.
The two parts that I found interesting were just basically who they picked first.
Yeah.
Brooke picked, she was the first person to pick, and then she picks white Josh, which is where they had that awkward moment. She was like, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who?
Which She's one?
Like, Josh T. She was like,
we're both Josh T.
South African Josh. I was like, okay. Yeah. And that's when I wanted to be like, just say white Josh.
Oh my gosh. Especially when they said Josh with the freckles and it wasn't white Josh. It was still black Josh. I was like, what?
Like, I understand, you know, people can be very sensitive about race.
I do get it. I just didn't know.
Make everyone's lives easier. Black Josh, white Josh. It's fine.
We just had too many confusing, you know, competing characteristics about the men.
Watch, we're gonna get like an email and be like, actually the other Josh is half black and half white, and
and like, like, you know what, he had to probably go home anytime soon anyway, so no, I'm just kidding. No spoilers, as we don't know yet.
But so Brooke picks white Josh, Steph picks Leroy, and Sparkle picks Akio.
So and exactly how we would have thought.
Well, I thought Brooke would have picked Crew first.
That's true, because they kissed. But I think it's about the
sign, Alicia.
You're right. It's so important. Man, I can't believe I missed that again. But I will say, I think it's the whole, not proximity, but, you know, like the timeliness of the conversations. Mm-hmm. Cruz was so far earlier in the night. Mm-hmm. And Josh T's, Josh, South African Josh, was so much closer to checkout time that she just picked him first. That's what I think.
That makes sense.
Or she wasn't trying to give away who she likes the most. Who knows?
Or that. In the midst of them making the choices, so they're each just like calling off names, Luis, we're seeing like little interviews of him. And he's like, I don't want to pretend because, you know, these women just really aren't doing it for me and they're just not good enough, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets his name called. And so I'm like, oh, okay, he's going
to
go home.
He's about to say, I'm going to decline. Yeah.
This fake man, he gives a little fake Colgate sound. Ding. Yep. And it's like, sure, I'd love to stay. I was like, see, you phony. Can't. I don't like that.
So phony, so fake. And you know what? The only reason why he was acting that way is because he wasn't getting picked first like he thought. He wasn't in the first half of the draft. He wasn't. So he was like, oh, no, not they acting like I ain't all that. Well, really, they not all that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was just like, gross.
The last guy that was picked was, Lee. And before, he's picked, he says, I would feel pretty terrible if I had to check out because I came all the way from the US with this stuff.
I know, Lee. I was just like, Lee, I cannot.
I was like, the US and DR are not that far apart.
And most people also came from the US. So you're not the only one.
Especially if Luis is from Miami. I think everyone came from the U.S.
Right. Everyone. Everyone came from the U.S., sir.
But he gets to stay, so he doesn't have to, you know, send his stuff back to America.
I cannot.
And then Sparkle, she said she chose him last because he almost didn't make it. I was like, these are things that you assume when, you know, you see the lineup of these things, but to hear it, like, confirm, like, he almost didn't make it, so that's why he was at the end, but we'll see.
Right.
I found that funny. And so the guys who weren't picked, they have a little skit, I guess, where they go to the concierge desk to check out. And then he's like, so why are you leaving so early?
Now you have to answer in a tone.
for your behavior.
Yeah, which I like that. That was funny. I enjoyed it.
It was good. And then, I don't even know if Diogo mentioned anything, but the other two guys, they didn't even speak, so I couldn't even write their names down. Did they speak? I have no idea.
I don't think so, because I remember only Diogo saying something like, oh, I guess I just didn't make a strong enough of a connection.
Yeah.
Okay, well. And then so the concierge was like, all right, can't connect with women. Got it. Like,
he's nice and shady.
Worse. Yeah.
I love it.
But then at the end of the episode, we learned that Steven, our 22-year-old, came in with a big secret.
Big secret.
It's weird keeping it from the guys. And then we learned that one of the women is his mom. Although, I'm reading it like that now. But when he said that, I was like, oh, snap.
I know. I was shocked. I was like, hold up. Wait, what? What? And then I was like, dang, I guess I could see it. But then I could not still place who his mom was. And I'm like, I can't wait to find out who's
mom. I figured that immediately. I was like,
no, I thought I did. And then they did some stuff, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, they tried to throw us off the scent. Are we just going to reveal it now? Or do we wait?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. No. Right.
Okay. But I figured out who his mom was right away. They tried to throw us off, but I was like,
they did. And I fell for it because I was like, maybe not. Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
All right. Then we're sliding into episode 2. So it's the next day. And then I have, or is it? Because I would like to
make some notes. Or is it?
So these women are in their 40s. I am 32 years old. If I was knocking back the amount of shots that they were knocking back and doing all that drinking, I would not be able to film a TV show the next morning.
I feel you on that for sure. I will say probably like at least a day passed, but if not, it still makes sense because their reactions were they were sitting out by the pool, laid out in the little pool chairs. Like it wasn't like they were just like up trying to do stuff. The only person who had makeup on was Sparkle, and she came out to the pool later than the other two women. And Steph was like, listen, I just want to lay out and tan all day. And
they did say, and then Brooke did say something like, I need a nap.
So. I'm tired. Yeah, she needs a nap. So I was like, it could be very much like the next day.
Okay.
Because that would also be my reaction. Like, girl, I need to lay here.
Yeah.
Like, we up? Oof.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people can party at different levels, but I know for a fact for everyone. Once you get older, it gets harder and harder.
Absolutely. And you immediately cut yourself off because you're like, no, I don't want to deal with that in the morning.
Yeah, you're like, it's not worth it.
No, no, no.
But either way, at some point, they're back talking. Basically, they said that they had a great time the night before.
But I will say they did mention how it was hard for them to get deep in the convos.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. But then everyone was kind of agreed that like the dates will fix that.
Yeah. And so Sparkle, she said, well, I'm ready for my date. And she goes to see the concierge.
That's why she had her makeup on.
Yeah. Like, dang, I'm going to go get me a man.
She went to go meet up with Pedro, talk about what kind of date she wanted.
Yep. And she said she wants to be adventurous and lavish and pop some bottles.
Yep.
And he said, all right, you go find your man. I'll take care of the rest.
I loved it. I was like, yay. This is a great way to see how this works.
Yeah. And then so we go over to the men's villa. And they're chatting about their dating history.
Child, I tell you, if Luis tells a story one more time.
That's what we learned once again. So the thing is, like, some of the other guys, like Giuseppe said he had dated an older woman. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how much older. Mm-hmm. And then Josh said he dated a woman 18 years older.
Oh.
Yeah. Which would be a lot. But then Giuseppe slid in with his story. And he was like, well, my ex-wife was 59.
Not Giuseppe. 21.
Luis,
no, yeah, Luis, my bad. Exactly. No, it's cool because I was like, no, we don't know how old Giuseppe person was, but yeah, Luis slid in. I can't wait to tell you guys. I'm gonna one up you. Luis is not that serious. It's actually like concerning, but you know what? We're gonna move on.
Yeah, and then Akio said he's interested in Sparkle, which lucky for him because Sparkle shows up and asks him out on a date.
I know. Oh, it's like, oh my gosh, the feeling's mutual, Akio. It's mutual. And then he acts pumped.
And then they go on a little date on was that a catamaran? That's what I wrote down.
I wasn't sure either, to be honest. I just said boat to call it a day. But I thought it was a catamaran.
We'll go with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These look the same. Catamaran.
Yeah.
So they got on a catamaran for the day. And basically they're just sitting there like vibing, talking, which is a good first date, I think. Mm-hmm. You actually get to know each other. One thing she said, it was cute. She said he doesn't seem intimidated that she's older. And he said, I'm going to tell you a secret. My heart's been beating fast this whole time. I was like, oh, aren't you precious?
So cute. So cute. We'll say, okay, I can believe in love in this process immediately after this.
And then he asked why she's here. And she says she's always been dedicated to her business. But in September, she closed it. Now she's, working on herself. And he, I guess, smiled when she said that. And then this was interesting. She said, thank you for the smile, because whenever I tell people that I closed my business, they're always like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. But she was like, no, it was actually a good thing. And it was what I wanted to do. So I said, that's good.
I love that his reaction was exactly what she would have wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's also cool just to see how that would naturally work out.
Yeah, because even when she said I closed my business, I was like, even I was like, oh. But so to know that she like genuinely wanted for herself and her life, that's good. And then I have Regulus. He said he's a relationship guy. He wants to get married. She said she's open to getting married again, and that she got pregnant at 19 and was pregnant by 22, and that her son is 22. So yeah.
Yeah, that's how they were trying to get me. Because who was the only 22-year-old in the house?
Steven.
But anyways, I was like, cool, it's whatever. And she mentioned how her son was super supportive. Mm-hmm. And then later on, they got to see dolphins swimming. The sun was setting. It was perfect kissing environments. And of course, what happened next? Akio asked for a kiss.
Yeah. And she let him get a kiss on the cheek. She's not ready to go all in yet, but she said she didn't want him to think that she wasn't interested.
Which is good. Again, completely different from The Bachelor, which we enjoy. Like, you can take your time. No need to just go right at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I wrote more fruit innuendo, which I don't even remember what it was.
I know, me neither. I didn't write that one down. I wrote it down later. But you already caught it. It's like too much.
Yeah. And then back at the villa resort?
Sure. I mean, I feel like we have to call it that. The hotel.
Groove Hotel.
The back at the Groove Hotel.
Yeah. Steph and Brooke are watching the guys work out from afar. I was like, I don't know if this is quite right. You know, you always have your little like woke side. I was like, if this was men doing this to women, we'd be having a whole.
Darn. Because I was about to say, that sounds enjoyable. But you're right, I guess. Let's be feminists. Whatever. Ugh.
Both things can be true. But it could be enjoyable, but also we would not react the same.
We would not approve.
Reverse.
They're just lying.
But they Except seem to be having more. Fun with it, because like she yells out to Brooke, yells out to crew, and then he waits for her a little bit. She's like, oh, he's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
And then so she decides feeling himself. That she's gonna take him on a date.
Yep. I thought at first she acted like she was torn between crew and Josh, South African Josh, white Josh, but she wasn't. We all knew she wanted to be with crew.
Yeah. Yeah. So she took him on a date. And so she goes and gets ready for her date. And,
I didn't mention, I'm so sorry. Sparkle was looking fire. Mm-hmm. Like fine as hell. And yeah, Brooke like, also came out same energy. I was like a completely different type of attire. Like Sparkle had like clearly I'm going on a boat attire.
Yeah.
But it was still, you know, amazing. Her body looked amazing. And then like, Brooke.
These women make me feel like I gotta get in the gym.
Girl, like she did her little rosé dress. Not a little black dress, but a little rosé dress. And I was like, what is going on? Yes. Everybody. Just going for it. So yeah, had to say that.
They did look good. So while Brooke's getting ready for her date, Sparkle and Akio come back from their dates and they both like debrief. Sparkle talks to Steph and Akio talks to the guys and they both was like, oh, we had such a great time. And they were excited. And then one of them was like, well, what did you learn about her? And Akio said, I learned that she has a son who's 21. And all the guys are like, haha, that's, well, she said 22, but he said 21 when he retold the story.
Oh
yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he was like, and all the guys were like, haha, that's how old Steven is. I wonder if they were like in school together.
And yeah.
Steven's like, and
right. And like, I immediately wrote down, must be Steven's mama. But I wanted to go back to, because whenever Brooke chose crew, Josh T, South African Josh, white Josh, was like, you know,
let me just
I don't understand
all the descriptors.
I just in case anybody got lost in all of our descriptions of him, I wanted you to know it's like slash. He was like, I don't understand what's going on. Crew's only been a tattoo artist for like a month. Meanwhile, I'm the more stable one. So she'll come back. Like that's, he's just like talking himself up. He's doing awful in the interviews for like, if he really wanted this to be a long-term thing.
He said Crew has been a tattoo artist for a month. So that means he's like not stable. But like, what was he doing before he was a tattoo artist? Like there's a lot of,
how much money is he making now as a tattoo artist? Do you know? Does he, is this a stable thing? Is it his business? Someone else?
Like maybe he left his old job because he was making so much more money being a tattoo artist. He's like, yeah, I can do this full time. You never know.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Doesn't mean he's not stable.
Right. But he's just jealous. And maybe it's, he just too
came
clear.
In a bunch of money and he's like, but he's, I don't need a regular job.
Right. And, but that's how you can see the age differences too, because you know, Josh is 24, Cruz 30, 31. I can't, I don't know. I wrote 31 place, 31 yeah, that's, somewhere else.
That's about right, though, that age range.
So it's like, okay, the differences in how they present themselves and how comfortable they are in their skin when they're mm-hmm. dating and not caring about how other yeah. people are perceiving them.
Just being himself and what he offers as he is versus yeah. like, look at me, I make so much money.
I did all this stuff.
Yeah. It's all right. Josh T, white South African Josh. We'll get there.
It'll be fine. But Brooke was like, I picked Crew because I'm looking to see his maturity. And I was like, oh, okay, Brooke.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all 10 years apart, girl. But okay.
But then they talk about his tattooing career. And then she shares her one tattoo. And mm-hmm. then it says, I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. And then she shares a really sad story with us that in 2020, she was pregnant and in a relationship. And at 5 months, there were severe complications and she lost the baby. And then after losing the baby, the relationship fell apart. So she said she went from mourning the baby to mourning the relationship as well. And she said it's been really difficult for her, like, get herself up out of bed and keep going. And she's still like grieving that whole thing. She's taking it one day at a time and is ready for, you know, the next thing in life. And hopefully something more beautiful can come out of that. And I felt so bad for her. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's so sad. Especially like 5 months. Like, you don't expect
right.
to lose a baby at 5 months.
You thought you were
like,
good. Yeah.
The safe window is like after 12 weeks, generally, you're
yeah.
good to go. So you're like, oh, great. I made it. We got a right. baby coming. She knew that it was a girl. Probably.
Yeah.
She might've had a name picked out, probably start buying.
Of course. Of
stuff.
Course.
Yeah. So that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrifying. And then, you know, I mean like the, you know, elephant in the room in the sense is like with her age and stuff, like it's already, you know, high risk. And so she thought that she had really passed that window, that safe window.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're not, it's like, that is so frustrating because, if, you know, that's what she really wanted. And then the fact that the relationship also deteriorated after that. Why? What's his problem? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who knows? And so mm-hmm. it's just like you feel for her for sure. You definitely understand like where her strength comes from, where her story is and why, you know, she just needs some time to be able to like be carefree. She's
yeah.
had so much going on. And I think Crew, after that date, I feel like Crew is a good match for her.
Yeah, I was very pleased with how he responded to this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, people in general, but I think guys seem to be like, oh, wow.
Emotions, dang. Things.
Yeah. But he noted how, you know, she's been going through this alone. And so, like, she's a trooper, and that's really great. But then he also was like, you know, everyone needs a support system, too.
Yeah.
Like, you've been able to tackle this alone. That's awesome. But you know, everyone needs someone to help them out on their side.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it was very, he responded to that very well.
He did. I mean, to the point that she even was like, I feel very safe with him. And that's mm-hmm. huge, you know, for any person in a relationship and especially like to have just met, you know? And
yeah.
so I was like, okay, Nan, let me stop hating.
Like, I know. That's
they might work out.
There's something to Crew.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little bit of space.
Yeah. And she was like, there's more depth to him than she thought. Same here.
Yeah.
And then they get a firework that happens right above them.
That killed me. And even then, they're like, where's the rest of them?
But literally, they acted like when they saw the first one, I appreciated whoever was running the fireworks because this is how I thought. They acted so like, oh my God, I've never seen a firework before. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When they saw the one, it was like, you know what? Y'all don't need no fireworks. Y'all acted up. And then, then they gave them the rest. And
yeah,
I was like, okay, be nice.
Fireworks show.
But like, don't act like you ain't never seen a firework before. Whoa, what is that? Oh my gosh. Come on.
Oh, man. But then it kicked again.
I was going to say, I will say, it, after a romantic moment, if fireworks started popping off, yeah, I would very much be, like, all for it.
He talked all that stuff to be like, yeah, me too. Oh, man. Yeah. And then they shared a nice little kiss, and Brooke said this is a fairy tale, and she wants more of it.
One thing that had me, like, concerned or confused, he was like, you know, Brooke, you know, it's, I didn't expect to find someone like this, like her in this experience, and, you know, she has a soul. What? Crew.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice of words.
Or were you trying to say, like, she's, like, human, like, down to earth, like, she bears her soul?
Like... Yeah, probably, like, down to earth or, like, bears her soul.
Okay.
She's alive.
I'm gonna let it go.
The women are living.
At 41. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Didn't know past 40. Women just existed in real life. Oh, yeah. All right. So, you're silly. So, it's the next day. And now it's Steph's turn to have her date. And she says she was nervous when she came because she didn't know what to expect. But basically, since she is cancer-free, she has a different appreciation for life. And she's been through some stuff and she's ready for some fun. And then we go to the men's villa and we learn that Leroy, Gary, and Tashi are like, yes, Steph, that's my girl. But she picks Leroy for the date, which
so I mean,
each,
yeah,
for Brooke, they each picked the guy that they picked first at the checkout ceremony.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because, like, on The Bachelor, you can't, like, show too much interest in one person right off the bat, or else people basically, like, try to kill them in their sleep. Right. To, like, offer all this, like, reassurance right off the bat, I thought was,
yeah,
interesting.
It's interesting and different. It's kind of cool because it's like, get them out of here. We're not playing these games. Like, yeah. We don't have time.
And I also wonder if that's, like, part of, like, the them being older. It's like, I'm not about to play your silly games and go out, yeah, with this person when I really want to go out with that person.
Yeah, you know I want to go out with you. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, like, oh, okay. That's kind of how it was with when she picked Leroy. I was like, I mean, we saw it coming, but dang. Yeah. It was like not even interesting anyone else in the table. Yeah. Going on a date with my man. Thanks.
And they go, I don't know if these were ATVs, but they were something ATV-ish.
Yeah. I would, ride, I would agree because I don't know what it's called either. Yeah. Like a, it's like jungle. A, yeah, it's like, it's definitely probably an ATV.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not any of the other things that I could think of. So,
all right.
Like not a motorbike, not a dirt bike.
I don't have full confidence in four-wheeler. My ATV knowledge, but yeah. So they rode something and they look like they're just having a great time. She said her stomach hurts from laughing so much.
She caught a bunch of flies. 40 bugs. Yeah.
And then after that part, because you can't talk with so much while you're doing it, they finish driving. They go down like a path to some water. I said, is this a grotto? There's so many things that I'm like not 100% sure what they are.
But I think. So yeah. I'm going to go with it.
I've seen things like this before. Either way, it's very beautiful.
You're cultured. We get it.
There's water. They sit down. They chat. It's really nice. We learn that she's originally from the Bronx, which I was like, okay. Because I said, thinking to myself, she gave New York energy.
Yeah.
But then she said she was from there. I said, okay, that makes more sense. Not that I couldn't see her in Miami, but the New York comes through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And she said she moved to Miami with her son, who is 22.
Wow. Crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said she had her son at 18. She left home at 16. She married her son's father. You know, she says she's gone through a lot in her life. And she said she needed some me time and to do something fun. And they just both really liked each other's energy. She said, like, his energy was good. Mine was good. I didn't feel 41. He didn't feel, what was he, 20?
Ooh, hold on.
Something like that. 20.
Remind me his name again. Leroy.
Leroy.
Okay, hold on. 28.
Yeah. So she said, you know, it didn't feel like we were all these separate ages. We were just two people vibing out, having fun.
Right. The only thing that was kind of odd to me, or I guess like not long term in the sense, was that she was asking him if he wanted kids after he asked about her kids. And he was like, yeah, but later on. And it's kind of like,
yeah,
y'all can have a good time, but probably not going to be around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And I think for her the most, it seems like she's okay with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which is awesome. You know? So it's like, great. Y'all can just have a good time.
And come hang out with these young hotties. Yes, please.
Especially with it being one of her first times.
Yeah.
Like, right? Because she, Brooke is the only one who dated younger. So.
Yeah. And then during this time, we go back to the Groove Hotel and Steven is talking to Luis. And Luis tells him that the girls are not what he's looking for, which bothered me because I was like, these are full grown women.
It's I not can't even like on the bench
where they're like 23 and it's like, yes, right. You're an adult, but you know, you're young. Like, no, these are full grown women.
They're not mature enough.
Yeah. I was like, sir. Yeah. He said they think they're in their 20s because they're fun. Like,
oh, and he also said they didn't treat me the way that I like to be treated. What? Like, they don't know you, sir. What even is that? You just need to be the king of dating? I don't know.
Yeah. So Steven said he was taken back because everyone loves his mom. He said both the same thing about Sparkle and Steph, that they seem too young and that they're not mature. And then so he was like, you know, people think my mom's great, so I don't even know what you're talking about. And then he said it took a lot for him not to say anything, but if Luis doesn't, you know, come clean to her, then he will. So then after that, we see the women getting ready for the mixer. And I wrote down, they look great again. They do such a great job knowing what works for them.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of, you know, a little bit of age, life experience.
Absolutely.
Crew takes Brooke to talk. One thing I kind of like about Crew is he's not really too scared or worried about, like, you know, the other guys.
That's what I'm saying. I really like that.
Not in, like, an evil way.
No, he's just securing himself.
Yeah.
And it could be different. It could look weird. It could be whatever to anyone else. And he doesn't care. And neither does Brooke. So it works out.
It took one date for us to like change our whole.
I know. I was like, ugh, why is Crew here? And then I'm like, I get it.
You're so great.
I see. I get it. He's great for Brooke in this moment, whatever that may be.
I just want to do a little Lee pull Sparkle and once again, they have a awkward conversation. This bless his heart.
I felt like this was a better combo
than
the one from last time. And he was trying to express, like, I'm interested in you, you know, this, that, and the other. But I don't think it's like, it, you know, the connection's there.
But he showed his abs, which I think,
that was always nice.
Helped him.
That was
like, oh, look at you.
Like, you can stick around, Lily.
Yeah.
Abs, we like them.
So Brooke chats with Hunter. And he has on a jersey that says Cougars.
I can't.
And Brooke was like, oh, so tell me about your jersey. And he was like, I'm always being recruited by Cougars. So, you know, I thought it was appropriate. And she's kind of like,
no, sir.
Okay. Which, okay, I'll finish how this went and then we can go from there. Then she asked why he's here. And then he says he has mommy issues, which attracts him to older women, which I'm ew.
It's so gross. And I mean, I like Brooke because she really was straightforward. She was like, you didn't get a lot of discipline
when
you were younger.
Yeah. Right? No, but we can't forget that he asked her what's the kinkiest shit she's ever done.
Oh, God,
because he knows she has a wild side. And then that's when she was basically like, you were not raised well.
You were not raised well. You have no manners. You're rude. Like, disgusting.
One, you never want to hear that. One, ever. Two, on a date. But then third, with a woman that's older than you to be like, were not brought up right. You have no manners. Like, that's so embarrassing.
I need to talk to your mama. I need to talk to your mom.
Give me your number.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you took that note because I was making our chili for this afternoon and I missed that part. I walked away from the TV for a second. It was still up. But I missed that he said that foolishness. What's the kinkiest stuff you've ever done?
Yeah. Yeah.
What in the world?
Which, like, bro, read the room. I'm sure there's a woman, several women who would be down to have that conversation. But, like, she didn't, like, find your mommy issues joke cute. Like,
where were you recruited by a cougar, though? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like,
you came on this dating show willing. Like no one, they didn't know you were going to be there.
Yeah, it's just, so. Anywho, that was a conversation with Cougar. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah. Hunter. I just, shoot. I only called him Cougar Jersey Guy. That's why I was like, I don't know what his name is.
But yeah, his name's Hunter.
Ugh, disgusting. Right.
And then after that, we see Steph pulls Steven. And yep. it's funny because the guys are like, Steven's getting all the women because he had talked to Sparkle. Too. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, of course, that's when we find out that
that's his mama. Mm-hmm.
They get away from the crowd. And she's like, hey, son. And it was cute.
That also led me to believe, like, okay, no, Steph is being her 100% self. And it's not that it's like an over, you know, reaching type thing. It's literally, that's just how she is. That's her energy. It's big energy and it's good. Yeah. And so, because I was like, if she's doing all this, you know, in front of her son and stuff and not acting any differently, then clearly that's who she is. And I love that. Own it. Be all the way there. But yeah, little Steven was like, I'm going to tell my mama what is going on.
You want to talk about my mama. But she also said that she was glad Steven was there because like he's her best friend and he supported her so much through her cancer diagnosis and the surgery and stuff. And so I almost wonder if she was like, I won't come unless he can come. True. That was kind of the vibe that I got.
But also they could have found anybody else. I mean, they don't know her, you know, I'm just saying.
But you know, casting is difficult.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It could be that. Or like they just saw it as an amazing selling point to have like the sneaky.
Mm-hmm. But either way, she's glad he's there.
Right.
And then so he tells her what Luis said, and she's like, hold on, wait, excuse me? Like, and then she was like, we didn't even have a conversation, so how can he feel that I'm childish? Like, he doesn't even know me at all. And he's like, yep, that's what he said. And then so she's like, no, we're not having that.
I'm gonna handle it.
So she goes back up to where the group is, and she pulls Luis, and she's like, so... you know, what are you here for?
Right.
And he's like, he's coming up with some BS like, oh, I'm here to, you know, meet someone. He said someone who matches his energy. And she said, so what kind of energy do you get from me? And he says, you're honest. And I like that. I don't like fake things. And she was like, and I don't either. From what I heard, you said that you don't like our energy. You think you're immature. So you know what? You can go ahead and check out tonight.
Peace. And I was like, go off, Steph. I love it. It was a great way to do it. Just she ain't come out, you know, like blowing Steven's cover or anything, like nothing like that. She was just like, let me just talk to you. See how you feel. See if you're going to say this shit to my face. Oh, you not? Bet. Bye.
Yeah. Which I also think that's another thing of being older, where if you're young, you might have been like, oh, and also maybe if it didn't come from her son, who she trusts, but like, you're like, oh, maybe I'll hear his side of the story or try to figure out what he means or blah, blah. She's right. Like, nope, not doing it. You can go. Bye-bye.
Good on it.
There was a part, she was like, you can go pack now. He was like, I'm already packed. She's like, perfect. You can just leave then. That was funny to me. And then everyone's kind of like, what's going on? And all the guys are like, ooh, he's in trouble. And then the women are like off chatting with different guys. And they kind of like, hold on, wait, something is going down. And she lets the other women know what happened. They're like, shoot, be gone. Which also shows that none of them were really that into him anyway. Because the one like batted an eye.
Was like, oh, wait, let me see. Like, no, they were like, oh, girl, you got him for us. Great. Thanks.
And that is the end of Luis.
Thank God. Finally. I was like, he was too smug. And the fact that he even like walked back to the cocktail party area just to like stand there and talk. What?
Oh. Yeah, I forgot to note, or I wrote it down, but I forgot to say it. Where he came back and like he's about to have a big moment. He's like, "Well, I just wanted." And Steph said, itch. "She shut him down so fast." I
was like, "Sir, no, get your bags packed and go." He's like, "My bags are already packed." Well, then get your ass on. What are you doing? Why are you here?
You're already here too long,
right? And then I loved it because he had to go up to Pedro. You know, Pedro, with us. He was like, hey, you seem like you're checking out extra early. What's going on? And then he was like, I don't even know what Luis said. And then Pedro was like, nah, it seemed like you, again, I'm paraphrasing, but Pedro was like, it seemed like he was on some BS or something. Like you got caught up in some shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Pedro's here just to be shady.
Yeah, loved it. It was great. Fantastic.
Yeah. And then after all that commotion, Sparkle and Akio, they chat and they talk about how great their day was and how they enjoyed it. And they both hope they can have a second day and they're cute. And then he gives her a little peck and they both blush and are excited. I was like,
oh, I know. So cute. Sparkle like seemed way more like, I don't know.
Reserved?
Like caught off guard by, I don't know. Oh, but she was just like, oh my gosh, we just got a kiss. Oh, I got a kiss. Oh, I got a kiss. Like it was very celebratory. And don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, I think that's good. It's cool. It's cute. It was just different. It was so different than what I was expecting of her response.
Yeah. You knew he wanted to kiss you.
I know.
Tried to already. Yeah. But it was cute though. I like
It was cute.
A little giddy excitement.
And I do love butterflies. So when everyone gets them, it's cute. I was just like, did I miss something else? No? Yeah. Okay.
And then I said, Pedro the concierge comes from the shadows. It's check-in time. And I wrote down everyone, but not who said it. But again, the notes are the top three, Leroy, Akio, and crew. They did not take time to play around and, you know, mess with anyone else. He said, these are our top guys. They will be first. The rest of y'all catch up. Then Sparkle says Josh, which is funny because quite a few guys got called before either Josh got called, which I thought that Brooke probably would have picked him like at least second or
right. Because I mean,
yeah.
But no.
So Sparkle just collects both Joshes, like, because once again, they're like, which Josh? And then she doesn't go black Josh. So all y'all Joshes, just come on down here. And then the whole time during this thing, Gary is freaking out. And he said he's getting lost in the wash. And Gary doesn't get lost in the wash, which if I were there, I would have Gary high up on my list, at least based on looks, without having to talk to him.
Right. Absolutely. Not even close.
But, you know, I'm not there, so.
Right. Don't know what else is going on.
Yeah. And then poor Lee, he's once again like, oh man, I hope I don't get sent home. And then Sparkle picks him like down to the wire. And he says, we still got to figure out our physical chemistry with a hug. And she said, Lee, just be glad you're here.
I know. That's why I was like, Lee almost talked himself out of a doggone space. Just be glad you're here, honey. Just be glad
you're here. It's so funny because like, normally this, you try to pretend like, oh yeah, you know, everyone's on equal foot. It was like,
sure. No, sorry.
Barely made it.
Honey, barely made it. Literally the second week in a row, barely made it. And that was my other question. Could you tell, are they filming it by weeks or are they filming it by like every couple days?
I feel like it's every couple days. Cause in the beginning, someone, I want to say Steph, she said she's like, I'll spend a month here doing blah, blah, blah. So they're there for a month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So it has to be every few days.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. And then obviously, cougar guy Hunter went home his gross ass, and Brooke made sure to let everybody know what was going on.
And once again, I think because she called out the jersey in her little speech, and I think if the jersey was the only thing, you could kind of like shrug it off and keep pushing. But then between like talking about you got mommy issues, that's why you like older women first, ew. And gross. Then
I don't want to be a part of your fetish.
Right. And then, you know, the whole like, what's the kinkiest thing you done? Like, you just did too much, sir. Like, read the room. Because even in his little,
you know how to talk to people. Who are you talking to like that? Maybe your friends.
Yeah. But he wasn't disciplined.
But not a woman you're trying to attract.
Yeah. Because he was like, I thought she would have had a little humor about it. But that's what you need to read the vibes. Like, she didn't laugh, she didn't smile,
she didn't enjoy the jersey. You could have immediately taken that off and been like, I'm so sorry, I thought it was gonna be a funny moment, I didn't realize that's offensive, my apologies. But then no, you doubled down, you just went on,
tripled down.
Gross. Disgusting.
That was not sad to see him go.
Yeah. No. And I didn't even know him to begin with. I was actually surprised as to who she was talking to.
Right.
Who's this guy in the jersey?
And then towards the end of the episode, after the checkout ceremony was complete, Steph's getting ready for bed. And she said that it was tough tonight because the closer she gets to the other women, the harder it is to hold in the secret.
Yeah.
So tomorrow she's going to tell them that Steven is her son. Dun, dun, dun.
Exciting. And so I'm actually looking forward. Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week and not like
because I wonder if that's
tired.
Just like, I want to date your son. Like,
right. Well, that's the thing too, because I am like, I thought, okay, well, so is Stephen a plant and everybody, I thought all the women were in on it to begin with. Then when I found out they weren't, I was like, so is Stephen actually interested in dating older women? Because that also is a little,
to be like, oh, well, I thought your son was kind of fine. So we going to like,
is she comfortable with it? They just date people each other age, even though Steph never dated younger, but now she is. So it's like, so they're just gonna date each other age and call it a day.
Trade friends. Yeah.
I mean, hey, maybe we're about to see. This is making for a very interesting concept, which I think is why they kept him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that was the first two episodes, and we will be back soon with recaps of episode 3 and 4. And in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at Must Watch W Wine.
Good.
Every time.
Yeah.
Instagram at Must Watch With Wine. You can email us mustwatchwithwine@gmail.com. And Alicia, what is our TikTok status?
So let's not. Don't worry about it. I accidentally I did the wrong thing for our TikTok. And I think I thought I created a new one, but maybe I haven't. But yeah, I messed up our TikTok because I put our age as the year we actually started the podcast, not realizing that TikTok has parameters around an infant having their own channel. So we weren't able to post anything.
Yeah. However,
so we'll get it.
Our podcast would be a young toddler now because we've been doing this for over a year. So yay us.
Yay us. Woo-hoo. But we'll get that together soon.
So anyway, in the meantime, follow us on Instagram and Twitter and email us. Oh, and be sure to subscribe, share us with your friends.
Yeah.
Leave a 5-star rating, leave a review.
Yeah.
All that
Let us know what you'd like for us to do next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
this Can we tell them episode. What we already plan to do next?
Yeah. Or should we wait? Oh, yeah. Let's wait a little bit. Let's see.
Okay, let's tease it out.
Gotta keep people wanting more.
Okay. Well, we got another show already on the horizon coming up.
That's right.
But we're not gonna tell you what it is yet.
You'll see in due time.
You'll see.
Anyway, sorry. I think that's all the notes. So we will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.